Welcome to Ever Beyond. On Wolf Spirit Radio, everbeyondradio.com, Tiernasau from Ireland, scottishsovereignsontheland.ning.com. peopleforpeople.com. Leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and welcome to Ever Beyond once again, broadcasting from a spinning blue sphere. He says, I'm holding a little blue sphere in my hand. My dear girlfriend Nikki gave me it's actually like a marble, you know, like a kid's marble, but it's about, you know, an inch and a half wide. It's a really big, it's like a crystal ball. And then she gave me a little smaller version that's about an inch wide. 3 centimeters for those kilometrics. They're sitting on my desk, so they're like little crystals, but the light's shining through them, they're looking really cool. Welcome to Ever Beyond. Thank you so much, darling. We are today going to be talking about blue and green and red and yellow and pink and blue and purple and violet and green or something. Anyway, we're going to talk the rainbow today with somebody who I'm kind of coaxing out of a very secluded spot. So we're not going to say where, except that it's somewhere on the Pacific Rim. We're not going to say who, except we're going to call her Debrielle, which is how people have spoken to her, what people call her. So what we will be talking about is color, healing with it, understanding it, auras, the whole bit. So, without any further ado, good afternoon, Debrielle. How are you?
Hi, how are you, JP? I'm well.
Excellent. So we just kind of you kind of slowly glance past, and I thought, aha, she's interesting. So I got an impulse like, let's see if you'd like to talk about your stuff. And then you started saying that you're a retired color healer, and I'm totally into healing with frequency. You know, this is my interest. So
I know.
Everybody's got a piece of the puzzle, you see.
That's
so
nice.
Do you want to talk about how you got there briefly? Because I mean, let's talk about the subjects mainly. But how did it happen for you?
Well, I was a hairdresser by trade for many years after I left college. But even when I was in high school and college, I just loved color. And I would try to do papers on color therapy for my reports in college, and I could barely find any material on it in the libraries. And then a long time ago, some book came out, mass market, this little book, I'm not sure what it was called, like the Roche test. It wasn't, but it was color, and they had little color cards in it. No, it was Lusher or something, I don't remember. And I was like, wow, this is it. And it was so fascinating. But then, you know, I went on with my life, and I started studying astrology from eighth grade, self-taught for quite a while, till I was probably 32. And then one day, you know, everything's always a long story, but I went to Sedona the second time on my own, and I had been there the first time and wanted to go in the Osho Center because they had a deck of tarot cards I was interested in, but every time I went there, the door was locked. So when I went back on my own, I decided to stay in the hotel directly across the street. I'm a very determined person, and I figured, I'm going to get in there. So I went, and they were open, And the first thing I saw, oh my goodness, was these beautiful bottles of color. And I'm like, what's that?
Orosoma, yeah.
And they said, oh, that's whatever. It was called Orosoma from England. And I said, what do you do with it? They go, we give readings. Yes. Am I coming through? Because we're breaking up a little bit. So are you hearing me okay?
All right. What seems to be coming, it's hard to for you to hear me, but I'm hearing you totally 100%. So you may feel that I'm not taking any notice, but it's just there'll be a delay.
Okay, yeah, it cuts in a little and out, but as long as you can hear me.
I'm getting you wall to wall, as we used to say in CB.
Okay, so I said, well, I want that. I want a reading. I had no idea what it was. I sat down with the woman. She had a very strong foreign accent, which never bothers me, and I could understand her perfectly. And she proceeded in a very short amount of time to go straight to my main issues. And it was amazing. I stood up and shook her hand and I said, this is what I want to do. So I went back to, I bought the book about Orosoma. I went back to Florida where I had lived for 30 years, had my hair salon and everything. And I looked for a teacher. There were only two in that state. And one lived not far from me and she was actually taught at the school in England. And our names are even similar. It was just odd, and we're still friends to this day. And I took the classes, and then I got, I was scared to death, but I left everything I knew with me and my dog in the car by myself and took off to move to Sedona, not knowing a soul. And I got there, and I changed my mind. I had bought the bottles and everything, and I decided to work at an oil change place as a receptionist. And that's wrong kind of oil, right? And this woman came in one day and heard I did Orosoma. I don't know how or where. And she goes, I have this store, and I want you to work for me. And I went, what? She didn't even have me give her a reading. I always get pulled into everything, just like you did to me the other day. So I was like, okay. And the very first time I set my bottles up, I was so scared. And I had a client in the first 5 minutes, and she was lovely, and I was shaking so bad I didn't think I could possibly do a reading. And then usually once I start, I'm not, you know, it just comes through me and I'm not nervous anymore. And then she ended up being the first person that flew me to Houston. She flew me to where her clinic was and had me do readings there. And then she became an Orosoma practitioner from that first reading. And then also right around the same time period, a car pulled up and got out and asked for my certificate. Because you have to have certification to do Orosoma, it's trademarked. And I didn't think anyone would ever ask me, but I had it. And it turned out it was a woman that worked with Orosoma, and she says, oh, there's no accident. You are to meet Mike Booth. He is coming to America, and you're to come to our class this weekend. So my first week on the job, I missed the first weekend. I got to meet Mike Booth, who was one of the co-creators with Vicki Wall of Orosoma. Had it on my life. And uh-oh, are you there?
Yeah, it's fine. We there is a little bit of interference, but you just keep talking, actually, Deb, because just keep going, and it'll get here eventually. It's like trying to it's going through detours, but the data is getting here, and you are coming through continuously. It's just the back and forth. Don't worry what your computer's telling you. It's not quite up to speed.
That's probably about right. So should I continue, or am I?
Yes, please. Do go ahead.
Okay, I'm almost really done.
Yeah. So you met Mike Booth.
Yes, and I had a class with him. It was amazing, and I was scared. And I'd already done quite a few readings before I even did it professionally. They suggest that you do 60 readings before you ever charge. So I had done it on all my hair clients. You know, and then so I was pretty, and so when I was in the class, we had to pick bottles and things, and some of the people in the class come up and said, "Your bottles scare me." I'm like, "Oh, great." And so I was really nervous to have him read my bottles, but he was amazing, and it was a good experience. So then I left Sedona. I'm trying to make it as short as possible. I left Sedona because I knew within a few months it wasn't the right place for me, and I was almost out of money. And I thought, where do I want to go? And I always wanted to go to California. So I said, well, I'll go to California. And I worked on Venice Beach for just a short period of time. And it wasn't the right place for me, but it was really interesting. And then I was really on my last dime, and I ended up in a little town with a beautiful resort, spa resort, and I just went there to be a cashier. I just needed a job. I was out of money. And once I got hired, my boss in the retail, who I'm still friends with, said, I did a reading for her. And she was like, oh my gosh, I have to introduce you to the spa director. You know, I don't know what. And then next thing you know, I am the first reader on staff at this spa. And everything went really well, and I really liked it and everything. And then I ended up getting I got really sick, but I was making transitions at that point, and I was planning on leaving, and I'd already created my own system, which I always knew I would, to break away from Orosoma. I'd like the knowledge, but I didn't want to be involved in the part of selling the product, even though their product's beautiful. And so I got really sick, and I had to quit. And then once I got sick, it was like I was driven. It was like a calling, and it disappeared. But I still do it, of course. You're never really retired from this, as you know. And now I'm getting healthier. I feel really good. And I'm just enjoying my life. And that's it. So that's how I got into it.
12 minutes and 12 seconds. I'm enjoying my life. That will do. So.
Was that long?
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
It's just like, I see clocks all over the studio here. And so it was just as you were saying it, I was just going to your picture. And there it is. Anyway, 12. So, that, you know, it was the recording of the show. So.
Right.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
So that's how you got here. Started out. Now, first of all, I want to say there is nothing that is really humble about being a hairdresser. I mean, people entrust you with their head. They entrust you with their look. You know. I have to say, my brother and my sister both married hairdressers, and my girlfriend used to be a hairdresser and is now a crystal healer.
Oh, cool.
So it is a known progression. Because and one thing about, you know, I just wanted to just sidetrack here and kind of give it a bit of honor. Because people think, oh, only a hairdresser. I have another friend. Actually, I have quite a few people, you know, which is really weird because I have no hair whatsoever. Well, I got some long straggly bit at the back, but basically it's a large kind of flesh-colored dome that has. I know the hairs on my head by name. That's what I can say. So there's so few of them, you know. I can say there's, you know. And but the thing about being a hairdresser, it's a bit like being a counselor as well. You kind of open your heart to somebody because, well, maybe you don't, but most people, when they sit in a chair and they got nothing to do but sit there, they'll talk, and people say things, and they say things to their hairdresser that they'd say to nobody else, as if like their hairdresser is like a counselor. In fact, probably they'd say things to their hairdresser that they wouldn't say to even a counselor. And so it is a kind of. There's a kind of healing session going on as well. What do you think of that? I lost her. After all that. Right, okay, so now, there you go. All right, so how much of that did you lose? I was blabbling on.
Okay, you were at the part where you had the dome, and you had these relatives or friends and your girlfriend that were hairdressers, and that's about as far as I heard.
Okay, so just further along from that, I was saying that the going to the hairdresser is more than just a thing. You know, you're in a place where people say things to hairdressers that they don't say to anybody else. Exactly. They'd say things to a hairdresser that they'd never even say to a counselor.
Right.
You know people. It's dirty laundry city. And you're entrusted with this, which means you have a position of healing that people regard as kind of they feel comfortable, they feel okay about being there, you know? So that is a healing in itself. Just to be listened to is a healing. And so how did your technique evolve from, well, first of all, what was the dogmatic part of Aura Soma that you weren't comfortable around? Was it just simply its corporate sort of situation?
It wasn't necessarily dogmatic. It was just, even when I'm a hairdresser, I will only promote things if people need it, and I'm not a big pushing retail or product person, even though I've worked in retail a lot. And in hairdressing, when I worked in other shops, they would really push us to sell things because it made them profit and, of course, us profit, but them more profit. With the Aura Soma, they're beautiful, but they're expensive products. They're oil and water, and they are essential oils. They're very vibrational, and they are healing. But I felt that the essence of what came through the reading was the gold, and that the person could use sound, color, crystals, or anything that they were drawn to. It didn't necessarily have to be a pretty expensive bottle. And that was just my personal feeling on it.
So it was basically, people are drawn to the color, but the thing inside it is a healing form. Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, do you like drink the stuff, or what do you do with it?
Don't you shake it
up and drink it, or just stare at it through a light bulb?
Put it on your skin. It's oil and water. It's got crisp. You can take a bath in it. You can put it on your skin. I wouldn't recommend drinking it. But it has like chalice well energies, and it's got the infin. It's really cool stuff. It really is very vibrational, and it can shift people within 2 minutes to 3 days, and sometimes that's real interesting.
I used to live near chalice well.
I've been to Scotland. But anyway, so my husband's from Scotland, but. Anyway, yes, so I just knew one day. I knew from the minute I started it. I loved it. I loved the education, the bottles and the product, and plus when you do that, it's trademark, so you have to be totally under their realm, which is fine, but I just knew I'd create my own. So when I finally was ready, actually I had a few ideas, and a few other people have come up with it now, which is fine, but I just went with paint chips first, and then I ended up with what I use now, which is the glass stones. And, you know, they're artificial. They're not real stones. But I was interested in the color and something that people can manipulate. And what I like now is when I guide them through a process for a whole reading, they can make any combination that is suiting to them. And Aura Soma does not always have that combination.
Right, hang on a second. Are you saying that you're using, glass marble? Colored glass? Stones? Deb? Have I lost you again? Yeah. Bloop, 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 bloop. Yes, good old Skype. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, I wonder if, who's in? There we go.
Okay. You know what's going on when you call back?
Yeah.
I'm not good at this, and I keep hitting the off button. I didn't realize it'll answer on its own eventually.
Oh, will it? Well, if during the call, yes, it will come back.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
do you think we should try the phone or continue with this? Because I have trouble hearing you.
Let's try the phone, shall we? Let's see if that works. Okay.
Like I can't hear you now.
I'll call you. Okay, so hang on a second. Let's just try the phone. I've got a phone come. I don't have your phone number. That's not happening, is it? Now, is that because of my end? Who knows? Who knows? I'm probably going to put some... Yeah, I'm just going to reconnect, so I'm going to have another piece of... Where? Let's put some Wagner on, because the Nazis like the Wagner. So here you go, here's some Wagner for you, anybody who's listening. Right, now, okay. So welcome back. That was Evening Star by Wagner. Hopefully that's placated all of the Argentinians who have been interfering with our signal this afternoon. long story. So meanwhile, back in the world of color. Ooh, hang on. Let's see if I can bring the magical. There we go.
I like that.
There we go. Oh, it's nice. It's much better here. It's like further up. The air is cooler, but it's warm and there's sunny and you know. Anyway,
hairdressing. We were leaving off.
That's right. I was going on about how I seem to have this connection with hairdressers, but it's also people talk to me. I'm not their hairdresser, but people talk to me.
No, you've got a soothing. Yeah, that's what I liked about you. You've got that energy that is safe, it draws in and it seems nice, and you're not super threatening, or you're calm. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not aggressive.
Exactly.
And that's quite refreshing for most people. You know, it's like, oh, what's wrong with him? He's not wanting to hit me or hurt me or damage me in some bizarre and cruel way. Yeah. Indeed. And that's, obviously... You want your hairdresser to be harmless because they are holding instruments that could indeed be turned from the tools into weapons.
Yep.
This has been the theme of the day, ongoing conversations. You have things that are household items, like you're chopping your vegetables, right? And it needs to be sharp. It needs to be sharp enough as a samurai sword that has to cut vegetables as you need to hurt somebody. So it's all about the urge and the feeling. And so we have to, if we have to even present a sense that, I'm not going to stab my scissors into your eyeballs.
Even if I've thought about it occasionally, I won't do it. Believe me, as a hairdresser for 30 years, occasionally you think, these clippers could really slip and take a big chunk out, but I would never do it. And I think they know that.
Yeah, so. I think people do. But in that case, what we're talking about is trust in the end. People trust your hairdresser.
Yep. And people, when they meet me before they even know I'm a hairdresser, then if I happen to say back then, because I don't do much hair anymore either, I would say, I'm a hairdresser. Oh, will you cut my hair? And I'm like, you don't even know me. I you don't even know if I'm good. Oh, I trust you. They would say that, and they would only talk to me 5 minutes. So it is a thing. It is something with that. It is. Totally.
So,
and my teacher used to tell me, my Reiki master, she said, whether this is true or not, she said, I don't like the word, but a lot of witches or, people that work with the energies, they used to, in the olden days, do magic or spells with hair, like brushing and combing hair. And that because you're in a person's energy field all the time, you're right over their crown chakra. And people used to tell me all the time before I understood what was happening, they'd say, Deborah, I just thought they liked me and they liked their hair. But they would say, I feel so good after I visit you. I feel so good. Meanwhile, I didn't always feel good, but I didn't realize you know, I was taking in all that energy. And then they always said, you have such a good memory. But I didn't. It took me a while. I do, but it took me a while to realize when I touch a person, like, because the shop I worked in for 8 years before they allowed me to take appointments, I mean, I had one of the top three clientele, and it was busy, and there was millions of people that came there, right? So I can't possibly remember everybody, but they all remembered me. And so sometimes I would see a person, maybe I hadn't seen them for a half a year, and I wouldn't remember their story. As soon as I took them to the shampoo sink, and I set them in the chair and put my hands on their shoulder head, their story would come back to me in a flash, and I go, oh, I remember you, blah, 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 and they would be shocked. But it took me forever to realize what was really going on.
Which was?
I was picking up on their energy, and I'm super psychic or sensitive. I don't even like the word psychic, but I'm sensitive to people's energy, and I'm telepathic and a sender and a receiver, which most people are, but I'm more aware of it now. But I wasn't then for years and years. I had no idea what was going on. I just got the feedback all the time, but when I finally got out of the bars and quit partying and decided to go into what I really was interested in, and I learned that I have all this stuff, which I kind of always knew, but I wanted to be normal, whatever that is. You know, I didn't really realize what was really happening beneath everything, if that makes sense.
So, it's like once the floodwaters receded, you realized that you were standing on some interesting ground.
Thank you, yes. Much simpler way to put it.
So, it's sometimes when you're in something, when you're doing something, you're just doing it, and
yeah. You
don't stop to think, this is what I've done, because that's what you've been doing, so there's no other perspective. It's only when something changes, and
right.
it's always, people say, oh yeah, and I got ill, yeah, or I had... In my case, I did it really in spectacular, 60 miles an hour. That's how spectacular I did it. And that does a lot of damage if you fly at 60 miles an hour into something hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you're heavy. Anyway. Yeah. There you go. So that's
gravity,
a real...
gravity and the force of...
yeah, and metal. You know, flesh and metal. So, you know, it's a wake-up call, right? I was asleep. It woke me up. And I then had to go and see healers, and then they said, oh, you can do this. And I'm like, I'm a skeptic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're a healer. All right. So what's happened is that it's like one of these situations where in trying to disprove something, you prove it even more to yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of situations where that happens, and I've spoken about it at other times. So, one of the, you know, this is things that I talk about on my show are indeed the journey through what appears to be a really adverse circumstance that in the end becomes the greatest teacher and the greatest giver of... of solace and comfort, and it's everything you've always wanted, but on the other side of something really crap.
Well, you know what I found? Every time, I've had about three times in my life where I've been critically ill, and each time it totally changed my life direction. I mean, totally. But it's ended up perfect. It always does. So, but I had said the last time that this happened, so we'll see if I'm ready yet, that I would like to consciously make these choices and switches without becoming critically ill. So we'll see how that goes. I think everything is always there for our greatest spiritual growth, whether we agree or like it or not. It is.
So, all right. Okay, now.
Back to color.
Let's go back to it. Yeah, because, you were saying and this is where we got cut off last time, is that you were talking about how you evolved out of the Aurasoma situation into something your own. And it was something, you were talking about domes or glass spheres. Are you talking about little, like a crystal ball, but made of glass and different colors?
Kind of. You know, I don't know if you've seen them in stores, but little glass things, and sometimes they'll have words written on them, and they're just little keepsake stones, and they look like little pebbles, but they're flat. The picture that I sent you is actually a picture of the set I created that I work with. So I bought certain color stones, and truly, I don't need the stones to do it, and I often can work with anybody just pulling colors out of their mind's eye. And when I used to do this regularly, I would see the colors in my head as they were picking them. But, you know, I've been out of it. You know, I don't do this on a daily basis at all anymore. So, but it makes people feel comfortable. It's more for them than me, because some people can be really childlike. It's interesting to watch people pick colors. I can tell a lot about them just how they operate, because some people can just tap right in and pick colors, or they can pick the stones, but some people overanalyze and worry, and they're stopping the flow, because there is no right and wrong on it, and it changes all the time. But a lot of people need something to look at so that they don't feel nervous, and they like something to hold, too, a lot of times. So that's why, you know, I did it the way I did, and why I switched from paint chips to these little stones.
Right. What do you mean by paint chips? Is that like a swatch from paint manufacturers?
Yes, when I first decided to make the switch, this is why I love my life. I was in a, I was in a, what do you call those stores? Like True Value, like I can't remember what you call them. I'm not in them very much, but where they have all handy stuff for the house. And I just hit me. Okay, look around here. I do this all the time. What could you use if you were going to make your system? And I saw the big board of paint switches. And I go, oh, my gosh, that's it. And I just went nuts. And I bought all these things. The ladies behind the counter, they didn't know me, but they're like, okay, honey. And I had my whole system together within, I don't know, 3 hours. And then over time, it just wasn't quite what I wanted. So then, you know, a few years later, I switched to these glass things.
All right. So, you didn't go Pantone on it?
No, but I've looked at that, and I put it up on my blog and stuff. But no, I just went because I know what I'm looking for, and really people get hung up on the shades and things. But I just kind of need to know the color frequency. And it's just, I just kind of need to know, are you in the greens? Are you light green or dark green? You know, I don't need, because people get hung up on that too. So I just wanted the basic colors that I'm comfortable reading and what talks to me. And they are kind of coordinated with the chakras too.
Well, exactly. And the rays.
I start out with color, but then and the rays. I looked up the rays for you. I made a little note because I knew we might talk about that. But, and then it's interesting when I first started teaching classes about this, there are several, three different cultures. There's different meanings for different colors. There's different chakra system colors. There are also different sounds and tones for colors. There are some universally recognized ones, but there are many different versions. So, and from what I've learned, sometimes it's different for other people. And you had mentioned you're colorblind, and I thought it was fascinating when I used to do readings. It doesn't matter if people are colorblind, and it doesn't even matter what they see. It's a vibrational thing, and the reading would still come out perfect. And it's just triggering me anyway, but they will, just like with Tarot, their hand or whatever they select, and that's why I like it, it's self-selective. They're selecting it. That means something in their consciousness is ready to look at this, to hear this. They're ready. And it's real interesting. Colors they don't pick or they're repelled by are very informative. But we were taught not to do that because that means it's still in the subconscious or it's something that they're not ready to deal with or it's not time yet. Because that has a lot of information too, what you don't like at the moment or what repels you.
That's very interesting. Now, in your show page, I've got the color. What did you call them? Glass.
The stones.
Yeah, the glass.
I've got
stones.
Them right here in front of me. I've got the chart and the thing, so that if you want to play or if people want to play.
Well,
with me.
Exactly. I was just wondering if any and what would people do? All right, so
I'll do you first, and and then we'll show.
All right. So what am I looking? What do I need to?
All you do is breathe, and you probably wouldn't even need the stones. But if you want to do it that way, just to show how I, when I do a full reading, or when I used to, I lead you through this process, and you're going to make like four selections of two, and sometimes they're going to be the same, and sometimes they're not. But for the when I do the radio or TV, we usually stick to just a mini one. So I'm just going to do two with you. So what I'm going to ask you to do, and you can choose the way you want to do it.
Right.
But for everybody else, maybe we should do the chart this time. You just close your eyes and breathe deep and just center and let everything go. So you're pretty clear.
Yeah. And by the way, hang on a second. Let me just say, if what we're doing, the chart is on Ever Beyond Radio. If you go to everbeyondradio.com, you will see on the right hand side Debrielle colors manifest and things. Click on that, and then halfway down that page you'll see this color chart or this
right.
It's numbers,
and it's got numbers on it. And the reason I did that, the numbers don't mean anything. I didn't design those to go with each color. I just did it so that if we were on TV or radio and they weren't with me, they could say, instead of saying blue, they can say three, so then I know what type of blue it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's best if people just tell me the color if they're going to pick the stones. If they're going to do it without stones, then they can try to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so let's clear, and when you're ready, it's best if you kind of close your eyes first, and you have the chart in front of you. And then after you get clear, you just open your eyes, and the first instinct, and you're going to tell me one color to begin with. When you open your eyes, what is the one color out of all of them that kind of pops at you, jumps out?
Well, the first one, unusually, and I don't imagine that I would ever pick this like consciously, is number 10.
Okay, so I'm going to pick it right out. I got the live stones here, too, I write it down. Okay, so we've got number 10. I'll explain the thing about not usually doing it, because that means something, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, close your eyes again for just a half a second. We've got our number 10.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I want you to do is look back again and see, is there anything else, only one, that might want to go with number 10? Or does number 10 feel like it really wants to be alone? Because it doesn't matter. If nothing else pulls as strong, then it wants to be by itself. But if something else is going, pick me, I want to go with it, let me know what that would be.
Okay. Number 11, actually.
Okay.
That's
and
actually,
then,
yeah, that, yeah, that caught my eye right at the beginning.
Okay.
But I ignored it. But
that's okay. Yeah. But number 10 has a message for you, and it doesn't surprise me. So now, if we were going to stack these colors and see if you were with me, we would do it and we'd manipulate them, but you're going to have to just think of this on your own and you'll know in some manner. If we were going to stack them, because what I'm basically doing is making little bottles, okay?
Right.
But we're just making our own. So what would you put on top? What would you feel right? Would the yellow want to be on the top, the number 11, or would the green, the number 10, want to be on top? Which?
10.
Right. 10 would be on top.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, all right. So now before I start into what I would get for this, what I will say, because so many times I've heard, I'm picking number 10 and I have no idea why. I would never pick that. That's because that's what your soul right now wants to hear about and knows. And it's really common. And that means that you're in the flow, because that means your mind didn't pick it. And it doesn't matter if you pick your favorite colors or not, but there's a reason. So
no, there was a definite confluence in my body. It's like I felt that
it
glowed in a way that I wasn't seeing, like I don't see now.
Right.
It glowed. It made itself.
It
shone at me, and that was an interesting thing, because number six is like that's my, I love that color, and that's actually the color of the ball that my girlfriend gave me, a glass ball yesterday.
Oh yeah, you were. I heard you talking about that.
Hang on, is it that one? She's going to correct me. It's probably it's probably more like a 3 or a 4, maybe the 4. It's
right, but it's like an indigo. It's like a nice blue, but
yeah,
the
it's
color
a nice
comes
blue.
Through really deep with the light. Yeah. I like the same thing. I have glasses, wine glass, something made of that.
Oh yeah,
and I
blue
love
glasses,
it when
yes.
the sun goes through.
Yeah,
I'm you know, that's that indigo. That has something to do with the planet we're from, or something. You know, that's. Yeah.
Well, that's also the sound.
That's another story.
Yeah, this is the sound of Wolf Spirit Radio. We're moving towards as much as we can in 432. And that is
the
frequency.
Nice.
Even
nice. I know about that.
The color of the website is a 432 color, because it touches your heart. When you look at the color of the website, it gives a feeling in the heart in the same way. So anyway.
When we get through this, or even when we're off air, I'd like to talk to you more about that, because I know about 432, and I know about it with the music, but I don't know about it with the color, so I'd be fascinated.
All right. Well, I'll just throw it out, because in the same way that music has been tweaked, colors have been tweaked slightly.
Yeah, I like that.
And for instance, there is a blue. That is slightly more alarming than it is calming. And that's the blue that they use in the light in the police car when they chase you.
Okay.
Because what that does is, if you've got that light behind you, it causes you to make mistakes.
To panic, right.
Yeah. So that's the weaponization. Again, we're talking about something that can be used for healing, or it can be weaponized. It's all about the intent.
And you know what?
What?
If you're in tune anyway, because I've known a lot of feng shui practitioners, and if you trust yourself and you know what you're going for, you will feng shui your house right, and I bet you will pick the soothing colors and the calming, because I used to do that a lot with my websites and my cards. Because you want to create that safety for the client. So you would naturally do it, but it's really cool to know what they actually are and to see how in tune you are with actually naturally doing that. That's interesting. Yeah. Cool.
Well.
Okay, you want to hear about your colors?
Yeah, well, can I could we ask if everybody else did the same and just made a note of the two colors that they would see as one on top of the other, if they did that at the same time as me, and see and maybe you can post them in the chat room and we can maybe have a look. Everybody knows.
Yes, that's true. Or if anybody wants to call in or chat, and I can tell them a little bit about those, you know, as long as we have the time and everything. Sure.
Yeah, we can take call-ins.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but do me first, because
I've got you ready. Okay, so you pick these colors. Now I'm going to ask you just one final time before I start, because it's not a big difference, but you are clear. The green feels good on the top. Number 10 feels good on the top, and number 11 feels good on the bottom. That's what your selection is right now.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. First off, when I look at this, you probably are on the yellow ray. A lot of times the very first combination you pick, like if you've never done this before, not always, but often it can indicate what soul ray you're from and a lot of what your family's personality and your personality and background are. And it can also say an immediate need, though. And sometimes as you go through the reading, when you've got the other selections there, it's really apparent. But, and I don't know you well, but this feels like this, you may be of the yellow ray. And so that, so now I'm just going to start the reading. So with the yellow on the bottom and the green on the top, the first thing that jumps out at me is that yellow and blue make green. So your predominance of color in this selection is yellow. The most color that there is yellow, because there's equal yellow, you know, and half of the green. So what that says right away, and it will relate to the bottom one, is yellow is all about mental activity. It can be worry. It can be laughter. It's humor. It is learning. And what happens, though, sometimes is the mind can get too far ahead, but it's what they call the color of enlightenment, but everybody makes that such a big deal, and it's only a big deal because it's not as easy to get there. But all it means is you have the ability, you came in with it, to reach that state, and deep breath or yoga are really helpful with it, and laughing, but it's just being in the moment, which sounds so cliche, but it's not easy for everybody to do. So it's just keep coming back to the moment. You're not thinking ahead. You're not thinking behind. And you've got also a big thing about balance. The yellow is totally balanced and neutral, but the green is too, but it's a total different energy. So this says you have that right away, but you've had to, over the years, and maybe when you were younger, had to deal with anxiety, fear, nervousness, and over-analyzing, overthinking things. But you're here to teach, to continue always learning, to inspire others, and to be inspired. And it's like that light bulb where you're going to get, you know, oh, I've got a brilliant idea. You're going to have that a lot, okay? But just remember the breath and just keep pulling back into the moment. With the green on the top, that's interesting. So what I'm, just in this combination, I'm not seeing either parent. And it's very neutral. It says that right now, if this was an immediate need, you, your focus or thoughts, energy could be on relationships and love issues and issues of the heart. And at times in your life, you've been conflicted between the heart and the mind. But it says you're really seeking balance. You need a lot of time alone and space. And greens sometimes have a little bit hard time making decisions, but especially when they have a lot of yellow, because they think about it, and then their mind will get it confused and get them off track. So what I always tell people, especially with green in the first or second position when I'm doing these, is that get away from everybody, especially when you have a big decision to make, and your mind's just going, and then for however long it takes, it can take an hour to 3 days. You just keep going to that space with no other input from anyone else. Hold your hands wherever it's comfortable, your heart or your solar plexus, wherever you feel like your center is, and you just go, what do I want to do no matter what this says? And that this is the mind. So you're waiting and waiting till you get that. When you get that, though, it's really important, especially with all that yellow. As soon as you hear it, even if it's the teeniest little thing and it sounds crazy, you just claim it. You go, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. Because then the mind will help you create it. If you do it backwards and you let the mind get in first, it'll put all its doubt, especially with that yellow. It'll go, well, I can't do it because of this, this, and this, and this, and this. So that's a big process with you, and that you've had to learn, and you will help others with that. It says you're really honest, and that when I see green either in the first two positions in anyone's selections, it means that they're the human lie detector. And I love those people. Because you'll be able to sense if somebody's not authentic, or no matter if they're saying all the right things and everything looks on paper, you'll just know something's not right here. So you have to trust that because you're really good at it. And this is about leadership, but it's leadership from the heart. And of course, just without saying, your nature is very soothing and healing for you just because of the green color. But what else do you have in there? Blue, yellow. Nope, I'm going to stop there. Do you have any questions or do you want to add anything
to that
or ask?
Interesting, because, you know, I live in a very green situation. You know, I step outside of my door and I'm in the middle of a farm. I'm surrounded by cows. I have chickens. And
oh, great. That's perfect for you.
It's very
good. You need that to calm, to bring it out of that mental activity and to just, it helps reground and calm you.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of who you are. Because that green part is showing me the part of the personality, where the bottom yellow part showing more on a soul or subconscious level.
Hmm.
So,
yes. Well, you see, the mentality thing. This is part of the whole. Running an internet radio station, you need that mentality.
You do.
You have no idea how many people are sending messages to you all the time. And people call you in the middle of the show, on your telephone, and it's like multiple interruptions. So, yes, it can get very mentalized.
And confusing and overstimulated.
Yes.
So the green helps you get back into that center and that flowy place. So that's pretty much what it's saying. I mean, there's probably other things, but it shut off when I asked more, so... unless we go for, and what I would do if I was going to do the full Monte, right?
Mm-hmm.
I actually would have you pull them all out at once, usually, and then go into the reading and start in a linear way. But then I would have you do exactly how we did the first one, and it's up to you. I am willing to do it if you want, because it tells this whole story.
I would rather it, if you were going to do some readings, I'd rather it for some listeners as call-ins. Rather than just focus on me.
If person was going to get it, then you would make one, two, three more of those type of selections.
Right.
And each position, it's kind of like tarot, each position says another little part of the story.
Right. Let's break it down. What are the different positions?
So the first color
represents your personality.
So the first selection is either an immediate need, or it can be your soul color, your personality, your family. It's something because you picked it first. There's a reason you picked them first. And the farther you get away, like the farther we get into the selections, the harder time people have usually. Because by the time you get to the final one, that is supposed to represent the future or the energies your soul's leading you to or what you're drawing to you, which can totally change. But the first one is a part of you. It's just you. You already know it. It's around you. Sometimes it's in your clothes or it's what you came in with, what you know about yourself now. The second one, often, it's the one that you pick the next. So it's still pretty close to you, but you didn't pick it first. So that is often how I was trained, the gifts and challenges. So it's kind of what you struggled with, but then also where are your greatest gifts? And they'll all show different things depending on what's going on and who the person is. And there's no set thing. It's so wild how it works. Because a lot of times I start out just going on color and things come out of my mouth that I have no idea. Does nothing from what I was trained,
And that's your intuition coming in. That's the good stuff.
Big time. This kicks it out big time. But it takes, sitting with a person and then doing the full thing to really get it. But so I always say, the mini one isn't the most accurate, but it's still fun and it gives you a taste.
Yeah,
then the
good
third one is now that's farther away. It's supposed to represent what are you using of the first two selections? And where are you at right now? What is happening in your life right now? And is there anything you know, you're using, or is it a big change, or it, tell me all that. Then the final one, which I focus on the least, but that's what your soul's seeking or going towards. And it could happen anywhere, like I said, between 3 days and 6 months or a year, or you may abort mission and go a totally different direction. It's interesting to see that. So that's pretty much how the whole thing would go. And you look at the colors they shake together, too. You know, like, that's why I always look at what colors are in the colors and what is the predominant theme of your selection. And then what parts are it made up? That all gives information.
So, yeah. So as I was, you know, for example, from my example, there was a yellow element with the blue element, which combined to make the green.
Yes.
Is it? No, it's so interesting, because that color green, let me just check that again. Yes. I don't know if Nikki's listening, because she knows me and, like, knows all the all my clothes and all these things. She probably reads me every day. But that color green, it's lovely. It's, I've got several shirts that color.
Mm-hmm.
Several shirts.
When I used to work at the spa, like, and I do, you know, they had me doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, we had a lot of men there in suits and ties, if I was at these, I don't know what you would call it. And they'd come up to me, and, you know, men, why I like color is because it's not threatening. Like, if I was sitting doing cards or something, so they'll play with you a little bit. And I would read people's ties. I read their clothes. Sometimes I still run into these people occasionally, and they'll even ask me. They'll go, is this color good? What does this color say about my day? Of their shirt color and everything. Because what happens is, I used to teach this in my class, when children go to the closet, little children, I don't know if you've ever noticed, and especially if they haven't been indoctrinated a lot, they don't know their skin tone. They don't know what color looks good. They got no sense of that. Sometimes they will dress in crazy arrangements. You know, they'll have things that don't match. They have, they intuitively, these are young children, know which color, what frequency, just by the color, that they need on what area of the body, and what's going to make them feel good, and what da-da-da-da. But we lose that as we're older. So I used to teach in my class, because, you know, it's mostly women a lot, but I'd say, you know, have some colors, even if you don't think they look good, keep a closet full of interesting colors, and on your day off, dress like the kids. And then if you're trying to bring a new color in, if you are really drawn to color you're not normally and it doesn't make sense, bring it in with a pillow or a candle, because that means a new aspect of your part, your being is wanting to come in. Or it sometimes can mean, like, if you hate red but all of a sudden you need red, you may be tired and you may need energy or you may need strength. So you have to trust your instincts with what you're drawn to. And mostly the color we're drawn to the most during our whole lives is part of our energy field. It's the frequency we're most comfortable with, and it's a big part of our auric field.
And when I've been working with frequency healing,
yes,
what we discover by analyzing the voice, and this is fascinating stuff because it goes to all frequencies. What we discover by analyzing the voice is that we will often have a lack of a frequency.
Yes, I've done that before. I love it. Like, you'll be E sharp or this or that, and that would correlate to a color. I've never done it yet, but I love that lady that does that.
Yeah, Sherry Edwards.
Some of her. Oh, I love her. And I don't know her. I've heard her. I've listened to her show. And I have her software, but I have not used it. But I had done it with someone else. I've actually done the recording and done it. But I've listened to a lot of hers, like on the president and all different things. It's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. We have her on. Yeah. She's a host on Wolf Spirit Radio on Thursdays.
Awesome. Okay.
Thursdays at 5 Pacific, just after Strange Universe.
Oh, perfect, because I'm on listening anyway, so I'll switch over.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's great, and I think she's on it. I mean, that is very helpful in so many ways. But it does tie into color. You know, I just, since I've been retired, so, you know, I haven't, really done anything with that or looked into it a lot as far as color, but yes. Because if you're missing E, then, but see, that's the thing that got me confused when I used to study it, because some people say, okay, the key of E, I'm looking at my chart, generally is it would be yellow. But other people say it's something else. So I'm not real sure on what the actual, you know, I never knew who is the right one to put the tone with the color. So anyway, I digress.
Well, and that is, it's actually a very, very important point. And I'd like to come back to this after one of the we're going to have a break. We're going to have a little break, and then we've got some. We've got a couple of readings. Already coming through the chat room. I'm going to. The color of gold is a very high frequency of yellow, and so let's have some Eva Cassidy with Fields of Gold. How about that for a segue?
Nice.
And welcome back from Fields of Gold to greens and yellows, back down the octave. So back to Debrielle. Welcome back.
Hello, welcome back to you.
So this is all right, isn't it? You know, this is, you know, it's not too exposing so far.
No, we're good.
Good, good. So it's just like being at the hairdresser's, all right? Just relax.
That's right.
You're just looking at
I'm okay. I'm nervous because it's been so long, but you're great. It's good. I'm good.
Okay. But all right, so there you go. So let's go for Nancy. Nancy came out 16 and 17 and putting 17 on the
17
top.
17 on top. Okay, so let me move yours over. I'll just have her. I already have them out, and I have Wind Woman on a standby there.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me just focus on Nancy. Wow is the first thing I say.
Wow.
That's a powerful, powerful combination. Strong person has to really watch their energy field, because the red, the personality really wants grounded and to be into the earth and grounded. The red on the bottom indicates she's a natural healer. She understands energy flow, but she's got to consciously be aware of where that energy is going, because reds can attract a lot of drama and a lot of people that want to argue with them, and their energy stirs up other people. And if they don't watch how it's flowing between each person, it can actually drain them and then make their energy low. Naturally, they have a lot of energy, and they can use it for the healing and themselves and others. But there is the thing to be careful of, because people do it subconsciously. First of all, they may be intimidated by her, but then when she's around, energetically they'll sense something, and they don't consciously mean to, but they'll pull. And if she's not aware, you know, because she has plenty to give, if it goes into the drama or the anger or the whatever's going on, it can lower hers, and she can get into physical problems. So she is like a dynamo just by looking at that. That's an unusual first selection, and it's pretty cool. I don't know what else to add to that right now. And I don't know if she wants to comment or ask any questions.
Well, Nancy certainly is a dynamo. Certainly.
I don't know her, but yeah.
Yeah, very, 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 very strong personality, mm-hmm. And for the things that, you know, she's an author, and she has her show. She was appearing on the show just now. So how about Wind Woman?
Okay, let's do now. This is a totally, just looking at the three of you, if I had them laid out, totally different energies for all of you. But now when you get to Wind Woman, I want to play with her.
She's got an interesting, it's a very creative color. It's very childlike, or it can be. She looks like she may have had a lot of trauma. She could have gone through a lot of changes, but she's a good natural coach, and she'll cheer people on, and she has to watch her boundaries because she's very empathic, and she can pick up on other people's boundaries. She would be a good artist. Type two, but it's just a total different feel for her going to the ocean or connecting with dolphins just because of the turquoise. That would help her spirit, like help her come back into balance and expressing her feelings, but always being conscious of what's mine and what's theirs. Because with the turquoise type, it's really hard to discern sometimes. You'll be feeling things and you think it's you, and it's not you. You're feeling Sally's feelings or whatever. And the orange on the bottom says, yeah, you've been through some things where things might have fallen apart and maybe you couldn't put them back together, but if you can just flow with it and realize that's because the energy needed to shift and it wasn't suiting your highest need. So she's really good at emotionally helping people where things have fallen apart and helping them re-access her joy, because that's what she's all about, in my opinion, from her this colors.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. So that's Wind Woman.
Okay.
And
now we've got 18.
This is from Luki.
Okay.
He has 18 on top and 7 below.
Okay, let me get him here. I like the name. Let's see now. What do we got? 18. Ah, and on top and 7 below. Okay, another fascinating combination that I don't see very often. Okay, the 18 on top. Now, it appears black. How I was taught to read it is like a really deep magenta. Men pick this color a lot. I don't know if this is a man or not, but men pick it, and what it has to do with is divine love, but what it has to do with often is the shadow side of life, so, and it's in his personality. So he has a big switch between his personality and his soul. He's of the turquoise ray, like what I said about turquoise with Wind Woman. So he's really, really connected to the intuition, the dolphins, the movement, the subconscious, the creativity, but he's got that black on top. So he is really here to help people with their shadow sides. He's probably had to do it a lot himself. So this is a person that's good, may have had to deal with themselves, but then helps other people deal with addictions. And also sometimes these people can be a little silly, like what people might think is silly in the personality, but they shouldn't feel bad about that, and they should go for that, because that naturally makes other people feel comfortable and then helps their inner child come out. So he would be really good at helping people that had a hard time somewhere where their inner child got shut down. Just looking at this, this person, I don't know if it's a man or woman, would be really good at helping with that. Very interesting combination. It looks like they go through time periods. It's kind of an introvert-extrovert thing where they really need to escape and be by themselves and kind of swim in the waters of whatever they're going through and then go back out. So it's an in and out kind of flow there. And just honor whatever you're feeling. And interesting combination. I'm just going to stop there. I mean, they all have been, but...
That's well...
And if they want to comment or ask questions, that's fine.
One thing, Nancy, who was a first reader, she says, that's why I am a hermit, except for Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yes, because of the red, because of the people really trying to pull on her energy.
Yeah.
I believe it. She's a powerhouse, boy.
Yeah, and she's good at boundaries.
If I was in a dark alley, I would want her with me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to face her, but I'd want her with me. Yeah, she's a dynamo. Yeah. Good for her.
There you go. So, let's see. If anybody... yep. So, hang on. If anybody would like to call in... you're able to call in. I've got the telephone numbers here, and let me just pull them up. Actually, I can tell them now. I don't need a jingle for this. If you want to call in, it's 773-775-3431, or if you're in the UK, 0141-356-4141. So, yes. What is Colleen's? I wonder if Colleen's picked some. Yes. for Colleen, 3 and 9 with 9 on top. Number nine.
All right. And 3 on the bottom. And I always like to double check and make sure it's the right one. So 9 on top, which is a 4 in the green, and blue on the bottom. 3 on the bottom. Okay. Now, this person right away when I see this, wow, they have a lot of visionary talent. And right away when I see this type of combination, they could have had a past life connected to the troubadours. And so they have a vision, and maybe sometimes they have a hard time getting it across. That bottom color indicates that they could be very inventive and visualizing. The issue with them is that possibly there was people in their lives or growing up or around them somewhere, someone that, how do you describe it? Like the person was kind of critical and kind of judgmental. And it doesn't mean this person is. It's just this person that was around them. And so sometimes they can hear that voice in their head and think it's themselves, but it's not. It's just this person. So the whole thing with this is, and I haven't even got to the green part of it, I'm mostly just working on the bottom part right now, is that whatever thing that you see that you want to create, it's really important that you put it into a physical form, whether you write down about it or you make a little model of it. But the other important thing is, because you want to bring it down into matter, and it may not be time for it yet, but you don't want to share it with people that could mimic that voice in your head. You only are to share this idea with people that may not understand it, but they support you no matter what. Because this person comes up with visions or ideas where a lot of people, if they can't see it or understand it, they're going to knock it, and it takes energy away from it. So if they only share this, if they share it with anybody before it's time, it's with people that are supportive of them no matter what. So it's important, and to bring it out of the third eye, bring it out of the visionary into form. Now, you've got the green on top. So again, that's a lot like JP. It's a little bit different shade, but it's the same kind of feel about the truth and honesty, and you'll know. But this says you have a lot of visionary. So you, no, I don't know where this is coming from. But you might even be a good matchmaker. It's almost like you could see people together, and you can see the energies work. And so you're good at instantly knowing about relationships. And I don't know. That's one of those things that came out I don't know where. So, and then also your predominant thing in this is blue over blue, right? So it's all about peace, faith, trust, surrender. And so you're really wanting to stay calm. But the problem is, don't isolate too much. This person, kind of like I've been the last few years, you could just get stuck in the garden and never come out. So, which is wonderful, but you've got things to share. And I'm just going to stop there.
Oh, my God. That, I tell you, that you really you started to tap on your intuition there because if you haven't nailed... Look, first of all, Colleen's father was an inventor.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
And Colleen is MacGyver, Mrs. MacGyver, or Ms. MacGyver, if you like. She's the producer, right? She's the other producer for Wolf Spirit Radio.
Okay.
So she's learning to listen, to edit, to really get on top of all these things. And she's very inventive, and she reads books and does voices and uses sound effects and is very creative.
Perfect.
Really, really creative. And again, she lives on her own. Well, she sort of spends a lot of time alone.
That bottom color, especially, and with her top color like that too, and it's great. But and also, she's had in past lives maybe a hard time speaking her spiritual truth or being killed for her visionary talent. So there's a big thing around that. And then with the voice that might have been too critical, don't own that. Just realize that was from someone else, and only surround yourself with people if you're going to share your visions, just like I said. And see, the more I do these, and when that's what happens as I get going, and then when they do a full thing, it takes on a life of its own by the end, So, yeah. Well, good. Good. Yeah, these are all awesome. Amazingly, there's some combinations here I rarely see, so it's fun for me, too. I'm like, oh, look at that one. I love doing this. I can't wait to see what colors people pick. So, anyway.
Okay, so here's Nikki.
Okay,
so she's 14 and 7 with 7 on top.
Wow, okay. Oh, you know what? She's a soul sister of Wind Woman. Look at that.
So
Wind Woman. They picked the same color.
They did exactly the same. Ah, how interesting.
But now I'm going to read for her because some will be similar, but let me tap in.
Absolutely. Everybody's
they
unique.
The exact same color. So they're going to be soul sisters. They'll have a lot in common and would have a lot of fun together. When I saw that, even with Wind Woman, when I see that color, it makes me want to play. I just want to play. But it's not saying the life's been easy. Like I said, with that orange, the highest form of orange is joy and being a coach. And it's a very strong color. But it can come with a lot of shocks and traumas through their life. But they came in with that. It could even be a shock or trauma from a past life. But the personality part and what they've learned, they're really empathic. So they're super intuitive. But like I said, they have to watch the boundaries. What's my feelings? What's their feelings? What's really going on here? And they constantly, like I tell turquoise often, no matter where, if it's strong in a reading in the beginning, whether it's on top or bottom or where it is, connect with the dolphins. Put pictures of ocean or dolphin in your house. Do sea salt. I used to do this a lot. Like if you can't get to the ocean, when you get in the shower, if you just feel, because you'll feel it, if you feel off and you feel like dew's stuck to you or you're just not feeling yourself and you can't put your finger on it, when you get in the shower, take a big bowl with sea salt dissolved in it. And at the end of the shower, rinse the sea salt water over you and just say, I let go of any of those energies that are not my own, and then rinse off like normal. And you need to do this periodically because this is a person, that needs to clean the energy fields a lot with the turquoise and not carry the weight of other people's issues or even their own. Because this spirit, both of those spirits, want to play and flow and connect. That's their deepest desire. But people feel really comfortable with them, and they will cry on their shoulder day and night. And sometimes they can absorb that, So that's all I'm going to say right now. If she has any questions, I will.
Yeah, okay. We'll see if any questions just pop back. I've kind of put a few notes here. She's probably going to misinterpret what I put down there. Colleen said, wow, I think she hit me on the head. Gently, of course, but yeah, she definitely nailed it. Okay. Excellent, excellent. So, yes, and...
Oh, you know what else with this turquoise? Because I keep looking at the turquoise and orange,
yeah.
and I have to say for both of them, if that's like a Navajo color. Like, that is a total, it's either Aztec or Navajo, too. So they've had some indigenous pathways, too, or connections to that, because I'm unclear now on past lives or if it's in our DNA or what that really is, that there is some influence of that, like Native American, indigenous, aboriginal, you know, any of the Native people. That influence is really strong in both of them. Because when I kept looking at it, it kept yelling at me. And I was looking at Nikki, but it would go for both of them.
Ah, now I discover... Okay. Of course I've got it wrong. Of course I got it wrong, because she gave me three numbers.
Oh, I only need two, though.
Yeah,
okay.
So she actually gave... Her first number was actually three. And then she said 14 and seven. So...
So what does she want? How does she want to do
so
it?
So it's
with
three
and which
on top, three? And then three, and then...
14.
14, yes.
And then where would 14 be?
She said blue on top.
She blue on top and orange on bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do that. I'm flexible. Let's do that.
So whoever that person was, she's really nice, but...
Yeah. Well, that's who Wind Woman is.
Yeah. That's probably
what
Wind Woman needs. Yeah, it needed to hear that.
There's no accident, so she has some of that in her, too. Nikki does, whether she realizes it or not, or that wouldn't happen that way. I always trust that. So now let's look at this. Yep, this is a total different energy. how do I want to put this? Okay, you know what I had said about the royal blue, but now it's in the top. So, like I said, she can be really connected to joy, but she might have had a lot of shock and trauma, but she's really here to be a coach and inspire other people and connect with the joy. But she's got a little bit of a heavier influence in the personality. So she wants to really, again, she's a very in and out person. She's going to be extroverted times to introverted. And I don't know why I'm picking this up with that color, but it's like a Virgo or Scorpionic energy.
Bingo.
And
she's
she
got,
has to be.
Virgo with Scorpio rising. How about that?
Oh, yes.
Bingo.
And I don't even know why. I'm just looking at this and I'm feeling her. You know, I'm feeling. So what it's saying with that royal blue on top, remember what I said for the other person with the royal blue that there's a voice in the head? Well, whether it came for her or not, she can go right in for the kill. Okay? Not in a bad way, but boom, direct, just direct like an arrow. And then that can come across abrasive or hard and critical, which may not always be her intent. So she has to be aware of that and find a way, I don't know how to put this, you know, to have a positive form in that so that people don't misunderstand because she can be very forceful and very direct and very right on. But again, she also has a lot of visionary talent and... she would be a good counselor, too. I mean, she can get right to it. She just... I wouldn't say this is a delicate person. You know, like the other one, if she... It's a total different energy from the turquoise over the orange, you know, like with first red. This one's a little more... I don't know how to explain it, but...
You're making me spit my tea. You're making me.
Sorry.
No, that's. It's just. That is just so. You're so spot on. She's very direct and very plain spoken. And nobody would say harsh. But anyway, sweetheart. Darling. Anyway.
So very creative. A lot of good things there.
Yes,
sometimes her personality is forceful, and that kind of counteracts what she's trying to do. It appears from this. So there, if there's an awareness, there's ways to use that. But maybe she's needed from what I'm like told. I mean, some people need shaken up, you know? So it's good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all, and you know, you're absolutely right on there. Oh, she's like, I'm a delicate flower.
she's not delicate. Her and Nancy, neither one, I would say delicate.
Oh no, you have to.
But treat... different energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nikki's an unusual, very strong woman. She towers over me. She's like at least 2 inches taller than me, and I'm losing weight, so I'm getting thinner and thinner.
Oh, you're so funny.
I end up looking
and
like
I
a
hate
little...
to say this, but out of the two of you, you're definitely more delicate.
I know. It's true. It's true. You tell her. You tell her how delicate I am.
You're more delicate.
Yeah, she's all like, oh, don't be such a victim.
That's cute.
It was very interesting because we're recording a show of hers last night, which won't be heard for another 3 weeks, but part of one of her areas of study is the Navajo genders.
You know, I listened to you guys yesterday for just a little bit.
Of course, you were
bit.
Listening. Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't hear the whole thing because I got a phone call, but I was real interested in what she was saying, or where the Navajo said there's four types of, like there's two type of men and two type of women, depending on how the yin-yang match in each person. And I don't know much about it, but that sounded fascinating. So.
Excellent.
She's got that Aboriginal connection too, just like the turquoise orange. But hers is more, I would say, like on the medicine woman or what you call that? You know, where they use the smoke to do the visions and have the visions come through. She's pulling on a lot of that part of the Aboriginal.
So, interesting.
I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. She's got some Native American connection there in past lives and things. So that's good.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah. So let's see now. He's chosen 3 and 9. This is from Simon. He's over in the Far East right now.
Okay.
And he's saying he likes 3 and 9, which of 3 or 9 on the top. Some people can't. Some they just can't follow instructions.
Oh, geez, I know.
Which of the 3 or 9 on top? Okay, that'll take a few seconds to get there. This is Simon. He's out there. That was really, really spot on with Nikki. interesting. Colleen and Nikki, their birthdays are a day apart. They're both Virgo. So let me just check.
Well, now with his, and that's another thing, when I used to do readings a lot, you know, and people would come as a friend, and I would always say, especially when you do a full reading, you know, I'd ask if the person was comfortable having someone else, because they never know, I never know what it's going to say, and like if they come with their mother or their husband, because I've done a lot of couples too, and so I get permission, but it used to make me laugh so much how people, different people, because I would do a reading, and say I did a reading for a person, and I don't need the feedback. I've done it so long now, I used to really think, oh, am I right or wrong? I just put it out there, and they get what they need from it now. Of course, you know, you want, and I've had a lot of good feedback, but, you know, a lot of people, you can't tell if they're connecting, but at the end, they will always tell you. But I would laugh sometimes, because if somebody's with a person that I'm reading, I have them sit out of my eyesight, like, out, you know, a little farther away, and out of the energy field, but I can still see them, but not well. And I would laugh sometimes because I'd be going on and on and on and on, and the person I'm reading is not responding, and the person in the corner, their friend, is going nuts.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
You're so spot on. You're so right. I could have told you. You should have asked me. I could have told you that 3 years ago. Yeah.
But then what would be happening with a lot of my readings too, and it happens to, is I'll do it, and you know, I don't know. I would tell people, it feels like I'm in a brown paper bag in the dark, and I'm just feeling things, and I'm going by the color, and what's it feeling? And I don't know these people. I just am looking at the colors, they're feeling it. And so then I feel like I'm taking this bat, and I'm just hitting at things. I don't really know. I'm describing all the stuff, but I don't know what I'm describing.
Yeah,
but then
weird.
When I'm done, they go, tee, 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 right down the list, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
know. Exactly. I don't know.
Exactly. So, actually, given the existing data that you have,
yes,
and given that Nikki and I are in a couple, what does that say about the relationship that we have? Oh, my God, here we go.
I have agreement from both of you, right?
Okay,
now, remember, I'm only going by the first two colors you each pick.
That should be a good kind of building block, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Go on.
Opposite, hopefully complementary. Let's see. Let me break it down. So you're yellow. Gosh, she's got red. Okay, respect is a huge thing between the two of you because you've got yellow facing red. Because whether you realize it or not, the royal blue is made of red and blue. So even though she's got yellow in there too, and she's got red and she's got blue, her predominant energy that runs through hers is red over red. So that's yellow facing red. So, it can be active, but,
I love this. Just come out with it. Take a deep breath. Just say it. She's
okay.
Strong. I'm
basically
strong. I'm a delicate flower.
You've got to not overanalyze and overfigure, and she's got to not railroad you, and you both have to respect the strengths of each other, the weaknesses, and that you may disagree. There'll be a lot of passion, for sure, what else? So that's just a basic looking at that. Then you've got blue. Because you have the elements, but see, you don't have any red in yours. And she's got a lot of red.
She's got all the red, has she? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's, and in how I was taught, now again, this is different in so many different ways of looking at it, but in this, the system I was trained, red represents the female energy, and then the blue is the male. But sometimes it can reverse. But she's got, you know, she's got more power than you, for sure, in her spirit. So she just has to be careful. And you need to get space when you need it. But it's good. You can enhance each other. And obviously there's a bunch of passion between you, and you ignite each other. So that's good. Just always direct it to the positive.
I have to say, there's been a lot of broken china.
So I.
Lots of broken china.
Yeah.
Where red meets yellow.
Just make it into art. Take the pieces and make a beautiful art piece.
Or stick it
make
on.
A collage or a mosaic.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
there's a thought.
There's probably more there, but those are just the first hits on getting.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you so much. And also she's saying thank you from the chat room as well for thanks very much. And from Colleen and from Lukey. As she said, Nikki's saying, oh, actually got it right on the smoke. It's like the oracle is what I think was you looking
at. Because both of them are connected to the indigenous, but in different parts of it. And the smoke, I just kept feeling that's the seer, the person, the oracle.
Yeah.
Now, what about the person from Eurasia?
So here's Simon.
What's on top and what on top?
He's got three on top and nine below.
Okay, was that like, so it's the reverse of Lukey, maybe, right?
And who had? Let me just
no.
see.
Okay.
No, nobody. I don't think anybody's had.
What's
floral blue on top, and then 9 is the green on the bottom. Because somebody had green on top and royal blue on the bottom, or blue on the bottom. Okay, so they're close, but the reverse of each other. But anyway, I'll go ahead, because nobody did have this particular thing. Okay, we got a true green here, okay? So this is the first time where green has shown up in the bottom section of the first selection. So without a doubt, this person... I love greens, and if you would be great at working in an employment agency and not saying a word and just sitting in on the interviews, and then when it's all done, you can tell the company yes or no, because you will always get the truth of the person. You might not always listen to it and doubt yourself, but you are the actual human lie detector. I mean, you can just tell. Now, with the blue and the on the top, again, that royal blue, it's got so many talents, but you just have to watch. Don't let the negative thinking part of the brain, which might not be you, stop you. And also be careful to not isolate. So you're a person that really might desire relationship. You'd be really good at it, but there may be some fear. And so maybe sometimes you have a hard time putting yourself out there. And also when you were young, possibly you had to deal with, because each color, each thing, because we're in duality at this point right now still, you know, there's the positive side, negative side. I hate to even say it like that. But you might have had to deal with jealousy or envy or different parts of that. But your soul is the heart energy. But you actually, wow. Okay, I don't know where this is coming from, but you may be here to create your own type of relationship that isn't what we were taught. You may be here to help us learn how to do relationships better or different than whatever our culture has taught us. I don't know what that is. But that's what it's saying, and you need a lot of time alone, and you need the space and the blue, and the same thing I said for the other royal blues always applies, because there'll be little bits, but in each one will be the same, but then it'll have a different feel on each person. So the same thing about not sharing your ideas with those unless they're really supportive of you, and getting those ideas in. But watch the isolation, watch the critical, and you don't have to do your relationships the way everybody else does. And you know what? If you're telling the truth and it's your truth, say it. And if it upsets people, you know, try, you know, if it's coming from the heart, it's going to be okay. Because you're a really honest person, and I think you could really help people with their relationships and see that we're all creating our own thing. It doesn't have to be the Disney fairy tale version. Anyway, I don't know why it went into that, but that's that.
No, that's it. Again, you know, knowing Simon, knowing where he's at, that really kind of applies, and yeah, he doesn't need to feel guilty about it. It's the way you relate. It's the way you relate. You don't have to you don't have to follow somebody else's dictate.
Right.
Is that's essentially what you were saying?
Yep.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to relationships or heart issues and him speaking his truth. And, yeah. He also, because see when I look, sometimes stuff keeps coming. He also may have part of a mission to help the planet or nature. He might have a brilliant idea. You know, I don't know what form it would take. But to help our environment.
Well, that's again interesting. You are talking about another son of an. This is a son of an inventor. His father.
Yeah, because he's got that royal blue. He's got that royal blue. Those are inventors, I'm telling you. And you know what? They're really psychic, and a lot of men pick that color, and I'll tell them, you're psychic. And they'll go, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm an engineer. Mm-hmm. Or I'm an architect. I'm like, you're psychic. How do you think you come up with ideas to create it?
Exactly. Where do ideas and inventions come from? Yeah.
Right. Or the idea, the vision, to put it together and put it into form. They're really big about getting the bigger picture and then bringing it down to the material world and putting a form. But the thing is, they see things way ahead of other people, and everybody will knock them. And then they don't do it, or it'll get stuck in their head, and they never make it into the model or write it down on paper and stick it in a drawer, you know? So it just gets stuck there, and it never comes through. So they really got to bring it down, even if it's not time for it yet. It's there, and it wants to come through. And your girlfriend's got that, too.
Interesting. So, as we speak, right, I'm getting a message in from my guest next week, who is Tolek of the Andromedan Council.
I don't know
if you've ever heard of this guy. He's been on the show before, and he's quite big and the thing. And the topics that he's talking about, listen to this. Just listen to this, given what you just said, right? The focus in the following topics: the importance of spending time in nature, the end results and why, this particular time of transition of our planet right now and why it's important to observe what is going on, and ultimately what this will mean regarding the upcoming higher dimensional transformational shift, the nature of the human soul and how the body is animated while on planet Earth.
Wow. Now, is that the guy, that's the person I just read, or he just happened to say right in line with whatever?
This is my guest next week.
Okay.
Just sending me his show
and
ideas.
And that's what he's going to, and it's exactly, so he should hook up with whoever this person is that just
I'll get Simon to tune in as well then. Well,
yeah,
actually, Simon, tune
right
in to next
line.
Week. Next week's show, or if you've downloaded this in the future, download next week's Ever Beyond to see Tolek, and you'll hear the result of that. But yes, indeed. So if you get the, it's great, because people with these colors, if they hear that, and they go to Ever Beyond, the color chart is there, Ever Beyond Radio, and look for Debrielle, and there'll be a color chart in there. So, excellent. It's so, I love synchronicity.
And I want to say, even though I'm undercover, if people just want to contact me to talk, or maybe, you know, I don't know how much time I'll have, or if they can always send me a message through my blog. My blog is only a place where I put videos of stuff that I like so that I don't over email, but there is a contact thing on there. And because I'm on Facebook, but I don't use it. I have a love hate with Facebook, really bad. So I have it there, but I don't use it. I don't have any friends. I mean, I have friends, but not on Facebook. So, if anyone wanted to contact me further, contact me through my blog at the contact form that's on there. And what's it called? Pointsofattention.blogspot.com. So if they wanted to say anything about what, you know, or anything, that's the only way you can really contact me. Because I'm undercover deep.
We won't tell anybody. blogspot.com. Sorry, I've noticed I've been typing away while I go. I'm using headphones, and I can hear myself, and I'm like, oh, I can hear myself. That means everybody else can hear myself.
Gosh. Yeah, points of attention, you know, all one word, but that's the title. And then .blogspot.com. That should take you to it. So
energy flows where attention grows, and nobody knows. Like
that's me. It. That's it. And, you know, I just put that up because I wanted to keep my finger in things, and I didn't want to email people to death with stuff that I like because everyone's so busy. And I used to have a site after my website was AstroColor when I was working, but I took that down. And I was actually doing astrology and color together. It's a long story. But then I went to frequency tuning, and I had that up forever, and it was really popular. Same idea as what I have now. But I took it down and took a break. I went through this whole, I lost the internet. But a couple of years ago, I went ahead and put it back up because a lot of people wrote me and missed it. So, and all it is stuff for people that don't have time to find these subjects that they might like. It's nothing, I don't write anything on it or anything, usually.
but there is a contact form, and it'll go to my email. Just for reference.
Excellent. Well,
in case anyone cares.
You never know. A revival of interest, or as I see it, it's in your blood, in a way. It's in your DNA. So, and it's on such a level that you don't need to, you don't need to read up. It's just all there. It's like when you stand behind the person, you remember what their energy is like, and that brings you into their aura. And that's something that you're...
Because everywhere I go on a daily basis, even in my little town, and I like to play. So what I'll do when I go to lunch is I'll bring... I only have like 4 decks of cards. So I'm really picky on the cards. And I just bring them and I read out of the book. But just so I'm not really working. But if somebody's really in need, I'll have them pick some colors, It's always with me. I always, I just don't do it professionally much anymore. But I'm always doing something somehow. I can't help it.
Well, that's it for this week. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You drug me back out. I'm very, very good. Thank you. I'm glad. And I made it through, and I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. This has been Ever Beyond. Stand up, stand down, sit down, lie down, stand up again. breathe. Don't forget to breathe. This has been Ever Beyond. Up next is Frank Jordan. Stand by for that. And next week, yes, we'll have Tolek. I think we'll have him next week. Anyway. Okay, thanks. Good night. Beyond.